This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado is taking a step today to undo the effects of the U.S. military's former Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Colorado will restore some benefits for veterans who were discharged under the military's previous bans on trans and openly gay service members. A new law allows discharged LGBT service members to apply for state benefits available to other veterans, including lower tuition and access to a military veterans cemetery. But it won't give them access to federal benefits or change their status with the military itself. Representative David Ortiz, an LGBT veteran, says the bill is meant to push federal lawmakers into action.
I'm proud to be a part of the solution on the state level to restore state veteran benefits, but what we really want to see is federal veteran benefits restored to those that served honorably.
It's unclear how many discharged LGBT veterans may live in Colorado. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A school district on the north side of Colorado Springs is facing criticism after some teachers told students to tape masks to their faces. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
A letter to parents from a group of teachers at Chinook Trail Middle School apologized for the directive that students tape on their face masks, and they acknowledged they made a mistake. A parent's complaint spurred an investigation into the issue from Academy District 20, which found four teachers were involved in the taping request. Some families told the Gazette they thought the issue had been overblown. It's unclear if the teachers will face disciplinary action. A mask mandate was put in place at the school district in late September. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Today is Veterans Day, and that means that if you're a veteran, you can get into all of Colorado's state parks for free. Find more at cpr.org. Fort Collins is at 35 degrees and fair, the high today 53.